Dr. Banks, how can farmers reduce feelings of fatigue during high-intensity work periods?
Often it's that sort of afternoon time. Our body has a natural dip in the afternoon. People sometimes call it the post-lunch dip. But what it actually is a little dip in our natural rhythms, a dip in our alertness. And we can often use this particular time to get a good nap. At other times of day, it might be difficult to sleep. But at this time, our body is kind of in tune with the idea of having a nice little nap. And a power nap of 10 to 20 minutes at this time has actually been shown to improve alertness. And it also means it's breaking up that work day a little bit. So if people have been going since, you know, 5 or 6 in the morning, it means that there's a nice period of rest. Perhaps they have a lunch break, have a little nap, and then continue going again.
Do you think some of the older generation were more attuned to their bodies? I can still remember my grandfather coming in at lunchtime after early morning dairy milking, and he'd have lunch, then he'd sit in the chair and have a 10-minute shut-eye, and he'd be back out again.
I think they were. I think there was a general much more in tune to sort of natural rhythms, and also to perhaps not be as hard on themselves if they needed to have that bit of a nap. And probably what's happening is a lot of farmers are doing these sorts of things without giving it much thought, without sort of realising that they can then use those sorts of things that they do on a day-to-day basis. They can ramp them up a bit during times of high pressure to actually augment their performance, if you like. That they could use these in more strategic ways when they have to harvest, for example, for 24 hours. You know, there's things they probably do on a day-to-day basis that they don't realise actually how beneficial they could be to use in a much more strategic kind of way.
And by understanding the study and the effects of it, it takes away some of the guilt that they may feel from sitting down and having
exactly.
a break.
Exactly. And that's why I think, you know, one of the key messages is that just even short breaks are worthwhile. So you don't have to leave the work site and, you know, have a 3-hour sleep. You know, you can actually get great benefits from just having a break, having a cup of coffee, having a short nap, just like the grandfather did. And, you know, that I'm sure he felt much better when he had that little nap after lunch and went back out again. And we can see that in the laboratory data as well. So it's backed up by good sleep science evidence.